spider bites might come up here. I want to ask Bob about this Pierre LeBrun report that just made its way to my desk. He's talking about trading Eric Goodbranson to the Anaheim Ducks. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it makes sense to me that the Penguins would think about moving Goodbranson because two things. Number one, they obviously would rather move Jack Johnson but have been unable to, and maybe Jim Rutherford is thinking that he's not going to be able to make a deal that works for him with Jack Johnson. And if not, then who would you move? And Goodbranson has another year to go on his deal, so he might be attractive to a team. Like Anaheim's got a lot of younger guys, but remember, Goodbranson has been pretty good for the Penguins when he's played. He's in the prime of his career. He's 27 years old, and so if he's marketable, more marketable than Johnson, that makes sense to me. And the other reason why it's happening, and obviously, is Marino. The kid looks great. I mean, now the Penguins have to make sure that they feel comfortable with. They've seen him for five games in this league, and there's a lot to like about him, but are they convinced that, they'll feel the same way if he starts playing at 16 minutes every night between now and March? I mean, that's right. That's a little bit of a wild card, but they love him, obviously, so that's not surprising.
Bob, how long is the process for evaluating a guy like Marino and getting a – in your opinion, getting a genuine sense of what he's capable of providing? If we're 25, 30 games in and it's the same kind of happiness, are we getting out of the small sample size range or what?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, what it reminds me of? Olli Määttä. Remember when Olli Määttä joined the team, right? No one at camp that year said, well, Matta's got a great chance to make the roster. That was not the thinking. But he played so well and he played so consistently that, it just became a matter of fact after a while. So, and this is a little bit about what I wrote about today on your site, was that, it's been a great five games, but, nothing's written in stone for these guys, because it's one thing to have the ability to come into the National Hockey League having never played there before and play well for a short period of time, but for me, it's a completely different thing to be able to play like that every night over 6 months. But to your point, yeah, if you start getting into December and really there's been no drop off, then I think you have a pretty high level of belief that this guy is not going to change his game and he's ready to stay for the long haul.
Bob Groff, Fan, Penguins columnist with us. What is the most impressive part of Sidney Crosby's game right now?
Wow. So, I mean, we all get used to the highlights, like his goal the other night against the Avs. But for me, it's just, I know this is going to sound weird, but for me, it's almost just watch the shifts where, his line doesn't produce any goals. I don't even care if they don't produce any shots, but just watch where he ends up over the course of a shift. And just when you think that, okay, he's deep in the offensive zone and somebody just turned the puck over and he's not going to get back, of course he gets back. Or just when you think that, he expected one play, but somebody made another one, then he adjusts, and he quickly adjusts and makes a play that he wasn't anticipating 5 seconds earlier, but is now able to pull off. It's little stuff like that. It's just like we know he can score. We know he's got an unbelievable ability to read plays and to beat people one-on-one. But it's a lot of the stuff when he's doing all that and then away from the puck, he's the guy deep in his zone when he's supposed to be. He's the guy on the back check. He's the guy making these kinds of adjustments that I'm talking about. Sometimes when there's a shift when nothing much happens is where you really get an appreciation for everything he brings to the game.
Is he better than Mario Lemieux? Can you make that kind of a statement right now, or does he have a chance to be someday?
Well, they're different. They're different players, and I know people might say, "Well, that's a cop out." No, I mean you can't really compare them. Mario was 6'4", had incredible reach, and had hands that, quite frankly, I don't think anyone's ever had in the National Hockey League, for me. And I'm obviously including Gretzky in that. I mean, Mario just had a one-on-one ability because of his size and reach and his hands to make plays that, Sid can't really make them quite like that. And as Sid battles more along a wall than Mario ever did. I mean, it's that little bit of a grinder that's in Sid's game that was never part really of Mario's game. So they're completely different players, but wow. If you think about how long we've been able to watch those two, you just count your blessings.
Well, that's why I bring it up, not to like challenge you or put you on the spot and kind of force you into an answer, but I think the fact that you can actually look at him and say that it is a realistic question to pose is a testament enough to what he's done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, there's lots of similarities, you know, wearing the C, taking on all the responsibilities that comes with that. And that's not, you know, responsibility to say the right thing in the dressing room all the time. It's mostly the responsibility to go out at big times in big games and deliver, and it's a responsibility to bring it every night when your team needs a goal and they need a spark. You know, a lot of times it's you that's doing it. So, you know, and multiple cups, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot to be said that's similar between the two of them that just, I mean, how many guys can have all this stuff thrown on their plate and always find a way to deliver the goods no matter what's going on around them? And in the case of both of them, where their careers, one a little more than the other obviously, have been shaped somewhat by injuries. It's amazing. They're not only skilled and talented, but they're driven to a completely different level than most players.
Stars tonight, the Vegas Knights, and Marc-Andre Fleury in town tomorrow night. Bob Grove right now on our website, 937thefan.com. Penguins rookies must continue to impress and prove themselves. 937thefan.com. Bob, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks.